From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. August is National Immunization Awareness Month, so for this month's Healthy Conversation, we're talking vaccinations. I'm joined by Lieutenant Colonel Diane Hines of Evans Army Community Hospital at Fort Carson, and we begin by talking about what back to school means for vaccines.
Going back to school, one of the most important vaccinations that you will need are the diphtheria tetanus boosters. That is given every 10 years. Tetanus is actually a bacteria that's found in soil and in dust and manure. If you do get a deep cut, that bacteria can enter into that cut and cause some significant issues. So we tend to try to prevent that by updating the booster every 10 years. Another immunization that is done before you enter a school-age setting, usually at the age of 11 or 12 years, but if you did not receive that, you probably need to get that immunization done before you enter college or in the military for that nature, when you are living in close quarters with other individuals, and that's your meningococcal vaccination. And that is a bacteria that is a leading cause of bacterial meningitis.
What other common vaccinations are out there that people either are getting or should be getting?
Well, absolutely. Everyone should be getting the influenza vaccine every year. And that is quite necessary, to especially those who are at high risk for having complications from influenza, which is commonly known as a flu, such as the very young, the folks that have immunocompromised immunity, those who are elderly. And so we try to vaccinate everyone so that if you do become in contact with those type of individuals, especially like grandparents that are taking care of young children, we would like to have everyone immunized for influenza once a year.
There's also a chickenpox vaccination, is there not?
There is. You can receive the varicella vaccine. You can receive those as two shots over your lifetime, two immunizations over your lifetime. Normally, those are given to when you're very young. And then later on down the road, when you hit age 60, you can receive what we call a zoster vaccination. The varicella virus lays dormant in your body after you have chickenpox. Let's say you had chickenpox as a young child, and that varicella can lay dormant in your body. And then when you become older, it can resurge and manifest as herpes zoster, which is a very painful, blistery type of condition that is highly preventable with the varicella vaccine.
So shingles?
Shingles, absolutely.
What does a vaccination do?
A vaccination basically confers immunity from that disease. So, for example, the human papillomavirus, which is one of our relatively newer vaccinations, has some viral strands that are known to cause, that are the human papillomavirus. There has been a direct link to some of the strands of the human papillomavirus to,
which is HPV.
HPV, which is linked to development of cervical cancer. So if you receive that vaccination, then your body will develop antibodies against that virus and protect you from potentially contracting and also replicating that virus that could potentially cause cervical cancer. So in young girls ages 9 to 26 years, and also in boys, that we now have that vaccination, offer that vaccination, the HPV, human papillomavirus, to help prevent cervical cancer in women. We know that boys cannot get cervical cancer. However, it's so ubiquitous right now within our general population that vaccinating our boys helps protect our ladies later on in life.
There's been some concern amongst the general population that vaccinations can cause autism. Where does that come from, and is that true?
There was a study done with a very small population back in 1998 that tried to provide a link between the MMR vaccine and autism. However, they have subsequently done many large-scaled, well-designed studies to refute that initial very small population study done in 1998, and they have found no link at all between MMR and autism. The only causality is between the age that autism normally manifests, which is 15 to 24 months or so, and actually the MMR vaccine being given at that time. So out of those authors from the 1998 study, 10 of the 13 authors of the study actually retracted the study's interpretation. So that causality is not proven, and unfortunately it has caused a lot of unnecessarily angst among parents. So really there's actually more harm and more risk if you do not vaccinate your child from these potentially fatal preventable diseases than receiving the actual vaccine itself.
That was Lieutenant Colonel Diane Hines of Evans Army Community Hospital. You can find links to more information online at krcc.org. We'll see you next month for another healthy conversation. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.